This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Eric, hey, Mishnah, Tes Zion today, Tes Zion. Arba Midos, Benois Netzdag, we're in the Arba again, Arba Midos, the four Midos, what characteristics? Benois Netzdag. So the right away the Rav corrects, he explains that Kloima is means to say Benesina, so in giving of stuff. We're not talking about the noise netzdag of mamish, we're talking about a person that's not doesn't give. So it's not four people who are giving stuff. In the union of when you're dealing with giving stock, but not necessarily talking about people who are actually giving stock. Same thing later on, we have a holy of medrash. We're not talking about somebody who actually goes sometimes, but in people that are shy to the union of going to the base of medrash. In the union of going to the base of medrash, we're talking about the union, not necessarily the people itself. Okay. The first one is a person who wants to give staka, but he doesn't want others to give. He wants himself only to be zeuch in the mitzvah. And therefore, he doesn't want anybody else to be involved in that mitzvah. That's called Eino Rosh Lachem, a certain wicked eye, stingy eye, a bad eye towards other. And the reason is that the Rav tells the Yodei Shad Stokum Asher. We know Chazal tells Aser to Aser, the more than Tais to have Tais. Stokum causes a person to be rich, and he doesn't want other people to be rich. He only wants the wealth for himself. And the Rosh Hashachem is Asher. Therefore, he—that's the person who's Ein Rav Shalachem. He wants to give, but doesn't want others to give. Svaita. Says the Rav, Yesh Mishachos al Momel Chroiv of Yosef Mishachim al Mamoyna. Person more chos on the moment of his relatives more than his mom. Avishim Noisin and Rotsa Shachroiv Yitno. He's chos on the money of his relatives. But Yav does the money, he doesn't want that. He thought the people that there's another Pshach and Chroiv, that he doesn't want Peir Shachar, right? He says the Peir Shachar. That he has relatives, he doesn't want them to become poor. But he doesn't care about his own. But when it comes to his relatives, he doesn't want them to become poor, he doesn't want to have to rely on others. That's Ein Rov B'Shalachem. He doesn't want others to be giving. That's another pshat over here. Right? He doesn't want. So he brings another pshat over here for the Me'iri that. He wants people to have a bad name, they don't give stock. There's another pshat in this Indian of Eino Rav Shalachem. Or Shimat Nesrem, well, like we had before, that if they hold back from stock, they'll lose their money. Anyway, all these things, Eino Rav Shalachem. And pshat in the Teshuva says Eino Rav Shalachem means Daniel, because who's going to lose out over here? Because these people might lose out on commission, but Daniel will lose out because there's less people giving stalker, and that's another pshat. Rabbi Shalachem, Yidnu Achem v'Yehu Lo Yidei. Another pshat is another type of nesina stalker is where the person wants others to give v'Yehu Lo Yidei. He wants to let everybody else give the stalker, not him. Ain't a Rabbi Shalachem. He has a bad eye towards his own. He's worried that he's going to lose out for giving stalker. And Mela, he says he's so worried about that, he just says, don't let other people give it on himself. That's the second one, called Ein Rav B'Shal Atzmo. According to Tiferes Yisrael, he doesn't want the Aniyim to have the Ravacha coming through him. Okay. The third matter is Yitnu Ma'achem V'Lo Yitnu. Yitnu Acherim. He should give and others should give. That's a chassid, which is the highest matrega, obviously, that everybody should give. And everybody should get, have the bracha from stalker. And the last matrega is lo yita and lo yinu achem. Now he should give, no one should give. He doesn't want anybody to give, because he teaches other people not to give. He miyayits them. He's a rasha, because the vada over here is being cruel to the brias. At least in one of the first two cases, at least they'll get from somebody. So, that doesn't bother me. At least somehow they'll get it, either from him or somebody else. But over here, where he doesn't want anybody to give, that's really rishus. That's somebody who doesn't care about the aniyim, which is not the mitzias of the person. And if I can, more than that, the person has to realize that really the pshat is that the aniyim's money was sent to him as a pikad. Meaning, everybody should be equal. But Hashem made it. And Hashem loves that there should be this chesed in the world, that people should help support others. So Hashem sends somebody else's money to you. So it was only sent there as an opportunity and a pikad that you should not do stalker. If you don't do stalker, it doesn't really belong to you, and that's the matzias. But the guy who's talking to is such a rush, because if he was to say he's even more, he's such a rush because he doesn't even realize that the money that he got from that guy Gufa, it came from him. So it's such a richness, not to give him, because you're actually almost like being koifer in this matzias, that your money is not really you, it's yours. It's really shout out to him, and you have to give him back his money. That's a rush. Okay, that was.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.